Hi, my name is Eleni and I'm here in Poro in the library. This is an example of the Monimuoto L or XL category, so hybrid teaching L or XL. And in this category, you can find classrooms that have the EpiFan technology. This is a device, again, that you can use to either stream your live teaching or to record it, so you can have online participants or people from everywhere watching it afterwards. If you, however, want to stream your lesson, then it's important to know that you should send a request to help JYU in advance so they can set things up before the start of your lesson. But whatever you're doing, whether you're streaming or recording, the steps you have to go through are exactly the same, and that's what I will show you in this video. So when you're teaching on campus and you want to record your session, you can of course also have Zoom open and record through Zoom. But in this video, I will show you how to use the EpiFan technology to do the same thing. So what devices can be used in this room? There's a teacher computer, a tabletop microphone, and then there's also a few different types of microphones. There's the AMX control panel, so this one you use to switch on the projector to adjust the volume of the microphones and so on. Then there's a camera in the classroom. If it's switched off, you can use the remote control to switch it on. And if you'd like the camera to be higher, more left, right, then you can use the arrows to change what it shows. And then, most importantly, the EpiFan device, that one can be found here on my left-hand side. One more thing to mention is that when you're recording, it's highly recommended to use the teacher computer. You can, however, connect a laptop here, like you would in any other classroom. But if you have a Mac laptop, then the recording will not work. So, if possible, when recording, use the teacher computer. So this is the EpiFan device. If the screen is black or if you can't see any of these buttons here in the bottom half of the screen, just touch the screen and things will become visible. So what do you see on the left? So this left screen, that's what's shown on the projector, that's what's shown on the teacher computer. So if you have slides open, this is where you will see your slides, or at least a mini version. Then on the right, this is the classroom camera. At the moment, it's facing the classroom, but you can, with the remote control, of course, move it however you like. As you can see, we're recording here. I'll move it back, and you can, if need be, also zoom in or zoom out. Yes, so before you start recording, make sure to check that you see in the camera what you want the people who watch the recording to see in the camera as well. Then on the left, this is the microphone. So here you can see that the microphone is catching my sound. So it's working. Good to check as well before you start recording. Then this left button, this is where you can decide whether you want to show only your slides and/or the camera. The slides in big, the camera in small, the camera in big, the slides in small. I'll soon show you more. And then this little hand icon, that's if you press there, that's where you can press record and how you can get the recording to start. So before starting the recording, I want to decide what shows on the recording. So I use this left button. Here you can see there's a preview screen, live screen, and there are one, two, three, four options at the bottom. So the live screen is the most important one. This is what will be recorded. So at the moment, the recording would show equally big on the left, my projection, and on the right, the classroom camera. However, there's four options, so you can choose this one, the one that you can see here. You can also choose to have your projection in big and your camera in small. If you, for example, use slides and you want those watching the recording to be able to read your slides well, you might want to show your slides in big and then the camera in small. But you can also choose to just record the camera or only record the projection as well. But I will choose this one, so I'll go for the big projection and the small camera. It now shows in preview, but don't forget that if we were recording, it would still show this instead. So you want this to move to the right. So don't forget to press apply. Wait a little bit, and then double check here from the live box that this is the view that you want to use during your recording. If it is, you go back. And then here as well, you'll see the same view. So the projection in big and the camera in small. So when I have the screen that I want to start recording, I go to the little hand. Then you can see a big gray button that says start. So when ready, you press start. You might again want to give it a few seconds to warm up. At any given point, you can go back. So you can check again that it's showing in the recording what it is you want it to show. Here at the top, you can see the time ticking away and the red dot blinking. So this means that your recording is on and going. And again, here in the left bottom corner, you can see the microphone. You can see the sound moving when I'm talking. So this is where you can check that you're also recording the sound, that what it is you or participants are saying is being recorded. When you're done, when the lesson ended, you go back to the little hand. And then all you have to do is press stop. So I'm done recording. When that's the case, don't forget to send a request to Help JYU to ask them to publish your video to Moni Viestin. So either do it right away or as soon as possible. When you're done in the classroom, as usual, make sure everything's switched off. So I can sign out from the teacher computer. Then I need to switch off the AMX panel. There's a big red shutdown button in the top right corner. You have to press it for a few seconds. And then it'll start shutting down. And you press shut down a second time. There we go. And if you've been using microphones, make sure that if they have a button and they were switched on before, to switch them back off. And then you're good to go, but don't forget to send that request. Good, so in this video that applies to the category Monimotor Hybrid Teaching L or XL, I've showed you how to use the EpiPen device to record your session. Remember, if you want to stream your lesson, to send a request for streaming in advance to Help JYU. And when you're done recording, don't forget to fill in that form. So either your recording will be automatically published to Moni Viestin or you will receive the recording yourself. Good luck!
So, how to find these rooms? I have now logged into COVS and I can search for these hybrid teaching categories here. I click Resource Planning and Reservations. I could search the rooms either from Free Busy Search or make other reservations. Now I want to make a reservation here. And I select a date when I want to have the space available for me. Then select a proper time. And then for the topic, I will put teaching. Then to search for the rooms, I click the magnifying glass and search for rooms. Here, I don't have to fill any of the other details except for the resource, or väline in Finnish. And here I can write hybrid teaching XL. I can either even put both of these categories in the same. Now, when I click search, I will find all the available rooms in these categories. And now if I find a suitable room, I can click the plus sign here on the Liikunta room 303. And now I have it reserved. If I hover the mouse over the room, I will see a small picture and a description of different equipment available here. If I'm happy with this, I can click save to save the reservation.